Couple of important items today that were, I believe, third read and have passed the Senate, moving on to the House. We'll start with Senate Bill 694, which makes some changes to the payday loan laws in Missouri.
And it's been a long week, and the payday loan industry, I've worked on this when I was chairman in the House of Financial Institutions. I've worked on this for about 10 years, and of course the 2 years I laid out, I just worked over here in the Senate, but something needed to be done with the rollovers and et cetera like that. So I took that issue on this year and have worked hard at it, and I think we came up with a good compromise with the payday loan people.
A lot of debate on that this week over a couple of different days. Were there any changes made to the bill?
No, the bill hasn't changed any. I worked with the industry and worked with common people. I was truly pleased that the Silverhair legislators endorsed the bill and offered to come up and testify for the bill in the hearing, and then I had lots of favorable comments from them about it, so I was pleased with it. The main thing with that bill, it's quit the rollovers. There's no rollovers whatsoever. So the person gets the bill, he's got 30 days to pay it, 14 to 30 days, depending on the length of the loan, to pay it back. If he does not pay it back, he cannot go get another loan and pay that loan with it. He cannot walk into the payday loan company and pay the 5% required on principal and then take it out again. No, that stops. Now, he is given what we call EPP, Extended Payment Plan, one time, not always, one time a year, they can get that. And during that extended payment plan, they get the length of 4 paycheck periods. With it, if they're semi-monthly, it would be 60 days, or if it's monthly, it'd be 120 days to pay it back. There's no fees, no fines, no interest charged during that period. So it's trying to work with people and get them to where they can break the cycle and not have the renewals.
Also, your resolution addressing the Ozark National Scenic Riverways, I believe, has also moved on.
It did, and that was a pretty big debate topic with that. Of course, you always think with your legislation it's the best. There should never be any controversy with it, but there was quite a bit of discussion about it, and I was pleased. I like to discuss matters. I like to explain my point of view and let people know what my point of view is and where I stand and why I agreed to take this legislation on. And I was pleased we passed it out, kind of long party line votes. I was disappointed there, but we were able to pass it out and then send that to D.C. and ask them to consider 3 different alternatives, not their preferred alternative. And my favorite there is if the Department of Interior, the Parks Department, would agree to basically lease it back or pay the state of Missouri, the Conservation Department, and the state parks to operate it. That way we keep the national designation, but the conservation gets to operate it. The federal people just don't understand. The most ridiculous things, whenever they wanted to charge $50 to have a church have a baptismal down there and baptize people in the water, had to ask for a permit, pay $50, and thank goodness Congressman Smith got that stopped, but there's just several issues like that. Charging groups $300 to ride in the park if they're an organized horse riding group. Charging any photographer to go to his national park $50 for a permit to take a picture in it. I just don't understand that. I just think it's better if the state understands our issues, number one conservation department in the United States, maybe in the world, and they understand our issues better than what someone in D.C. does.
Now that it's on its way to D.C., the question is, will anybody there listen?
Yeah, you wonder if it'll have any impact. I think with the people endorsing it that we did, I'm sure, I know Congressman Smith appreciates it. With the people endorsing it that we have here in the Senate, I think it has to raise some eyebrows, especially with our congressional people there. But hopefully with the Department of Interior, they realize that it's not just a half a dozen people or 200 or 300 people in Shannon County or Texas County against this. That, by golly, the state of Missouri is going to stand up for their state's rights. We want you to listen to us. You're supposed to be there to serve us, not us to serve you.